The Czech Republic's security apparatus has at times looked very rickety indeed. The latest revelations about the country's security vetting agency, the National Security Office, or NBU, will have come as no surprise. An internal inquiry into malpractice at the NBU unveiled severe shortcomings which could have jeopardized the country's national security. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me in the studio now. Rob, what exactly does the NBU do?
Well, Dita, one of the NBU's chief tasks is vetting people in the state administration who come into contact with secret or sensitive data. In particular, the NBU is interested in what people did before 1989. The Czech Republic introduced a screening law after 1989 to prevent former agents of the Communist Secret Police, the STB, from taking up senior civil service posts. And the NBU is supposed to police that law. But according to this internal inquiry, the NBU has failed.
And why was this inquiry set up in the first place?
Well, it was set up to examine allegations of mismanagement at the NBU under the leadership of the former director, Tomáš Kadlec, between 1999 and 2002. And the inquiry was completed last year and the results given to the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, in September and the parliamentary watchdog, which monitors the NBU at the beginning of March. But it's only now that the inquiry has been made public, and that's thanks to an anti-corruption NGO with the wonderful name of the Pink Panther, which has leaked a copy of the report to the Czech news agency CTK.
And what exactly did the inquiry reveal?
Well, the inquiry claims that the NBU's entire methodology during Tomáš Kadlec's time as director was full of holes, especially when it came to rooting out former STB officers and their informants. For example, in several cases, the NBU discovered an STB file on a particular person had been shredded, and the NBU took that as sufficient evidence that the person in question had not collaborated with the STB and granted security clearance on that basis alone, which is obviously wrong. In other instances, the NBU interviewed people about alleged collaboration and decided that simply because they remained calm and spoke openly to NBU officers, that too was evidence of non-collaboration. And that's just the beginning data. The inquiry details many more examples of severe shortcomings in the NBU's vetting process.
And among them, are there more serious allegations?
Well, the problem is that because the NBU was quite, or at least according to this internal inquiry, quite incapable of vetting other people, the allegation is that it was also incapable of vetting itself. And so organisations like the Pink Panther say that that allowed for corruption on a potentially vast scale, i.e. that it was quite easy for former STB officers to obtain a clean security vetting certificate if they knew the right people in the NBU.
Now, you've mentioned Tomáš Kadlec, who headed the NBU at the time. What happened to him?
Well, he resigned in 2003, allegedly over a power struggle between the NBU and the country's civilian counterintelligence service, the BIS. It was recently alleged that 2 million crowns were paid to Mr. Kadlec by people close to Radovan Krejčíř, who is a millionaire businessman who fled the country after being charged with massive fraud. He's described as a member of the mafia by some media. So the implications for just what went on at the NBU when Mr. Kadlec was in office simply don't bear thinking about.
Okay, Rob, thanks very much for joining me in the studio.